This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
French President Emmanuel Macron saying he hopes the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris can be rebuilt within 5 years. A United Nations spokesperson says that organization will do what it can to help.
We are already in contact with experts and ready to send an emergency mission to assess the damage, preserve what can be preserved, and plan short and medium-term measures.
Officials now say that 80% of the priceless relics that were in the cathedral are safely being housed now at Paris City Hall. Dozens of Denver area school districts are closed today because of a threat that Colorado authorities say is posed by a woman who's reportedly on the loose and obsessed with the Columbine shootings, which happened in Columbine, Colorado, 20 years ago this upcoming weekend. At least 500,000 Colorado students staying home today. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy 3 or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. 90 new cases of measles have been reported in the United States, and the spread of the outbreak nationwide is raising alarms in Rockland County, New York. County Executive Ed Day has announced they're banning unvaccinated children from any public gatherings.
The largest outbreak in New York State in 30 years. Despite our best efforts, this outbreak is not going away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says he does not support a bipartisan effort to remove U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. For the second time, President Trump's issued a veto. And in a statement, Trump calls the measure unnecessary, saying the U.S. military hasn't engaged in the Yemen war, apart from some counterterrorism missions. But Saudi Arabia does get support from the American military in that conflict. The president writing in his statement that the resolution would interfere with the ability to act as commander-in-chief, and he said it would impair the military to conduct effective and efficient engagements. Columbus does not support Ohio's new abortion law. That's the city of Columbus, where the council signed a resolution last night against the recently passed heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat's detected. Supporters of the new law say all children should get the chance to live, including ones still in the mother's womb. Opponents say abortions are medical procedures that are often in the best interest of the mother and the baby's lives. and some sleep myths can be harmful for your health. A new study finds a few of the myths that are bad for you include the idea that you can get by with less than 5 hours of sleep a day. Researchers say doing so harms cardiovascular health, and people should try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Good luck. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, you tell me, America, you know, could Julian Assange have information that could destroy the Russian hoax? And is there more that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, doesn't want us to hear? What does he know, and what could he tell us? As you've heard me say before, I think if we're really serious about what Julian Assange has to offer, maybe the president should offer, well, it's not the president to offer him immunity, but the Justice Department to offer him immunity for the goods that he has. Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us now, the author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt, now available as an e-book, is with us. Dr. Corsi, as always, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill, and the book is now also a hardcover and an audio book. It's available in all formats.
Well, here it is. We got it covered. Okay, and it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, by the way. Okay, so Julian Assange, the name that you cannot seem to get away from, because, I mean, some of this stuff, is, as we've talked about before, Jerome, is just common sense. I mean, you break this down, of course, because you did, it puts you right square in the line of sight with the Mueller investigation.
Right. Well, I've never known, never spoken to, and I don't know Julian Assange. I've followed him closely, and of course, the Mueller prosecutors were convinced I did know Assange, and because I predicted so precisely in July 2016 and August 2016 that Assange had Podesta's emails. I figured it out on my own. At any rate, I'm following Assange now because Assange has repeatedly said that he can prove that the Russians did not steal the Democratic National Committee emails. And if Assange can prove that, I think he ought to be given immunity by the U.S. Justice Department and allowed to come back here and prove that. I think it's very important information, and Assange ought to know where he got the emails.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be like the second shoe dropping. It would be like a double whammy. You know, the first we get from Mueller, there's no Russian collusion, and then we could get from Julian Assange, not only no Russian collusion, the Russians didn't even steal the emails in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that still leaves you in question is because of the lack of security by the DNC, which is unbelievable, the depth of a lack of security of their emails, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Podesta, right on down the line. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's like, what are you trying to tell us here? I mean, they so mishandled this information, and now you want to blame Julian. I mean, how many other thousands of people that you could possibly blame? Because, as we know, once it's out there, you know, who else has their hands on all this information?
Well, there's no question, Bill, that the Democrats were compromised in multiple hacking attempts. The Podesta's email, we learned in June 2016, we learned that earlier in March 2016, John Podesta's emails had been stolen, compromised. He was Hillary's campaign chairman in 2016, but Podesta's password was password, and he had his username and password on his secretary's desk. So, I mean, how secure is that going to be? But the key is, you know, Julian Assange has got to know, and even though the theft of those emails was a crime, I think if Julian Assange did not steal them, he is acting as a journalist, and yet under the Pentagon Papers case, New York Times v. U.S., he had a right to publish classified government documents, even if they were stolen.
Mm-hmm. And that's an ongoing debate, and interesting, you know, and we've talked about this before, Dr. Corsi, is that when you have obtained, you know, secret information, it seems to be, as far as the media is concerned, is that they have every right to do that. I still consider it to be, you know, property that belongs to the government, and it is stolen. If it was anything else that was property that was stolen, then the person that has, has control or has it in their possession has some sort of liability. But right now, the media has been covered and will continue probably infinitum to be covered on issues like this, right?
Well, yes, there's an exception. See, if it were a property like a automobile or a vehicle or whatever property, and you had possession of it, it would be a crime. It's a crime to steal classified documents, but the Supreme Court has made an exception under the First Amendment that allows journalists to publish stolen classified documents as long as the journalist did not participate in their theft. That's the key condition. And the remember, the New York Times case with the Pentagon Papers case came about in 1971. The Pentagon Papers were a highly classified study done by the Department of Defense, which proved that going back into the earliest days of Vietnam, Secretary of Defense McNamara, President Johnson, and the military knew the war was not winnable. They were lying to the American people and ultimately sent 50,000 Americans to their deaths in that war. And the Supreme Court, a 6-3 decision, decided that the New York Times and the Washington Post had a right to publish these Pentagon Papers, even though they were stolen, even though they were classified, because the national security interest of the people knowing the truth outweighed the national security interest of the government keeping this secret.
Yeah, that was the decision, and that's what we live with now. Jerome, what about the paper or the emails that were on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop? And the indication there that the Pakistani IT and IT guy and his family members, all the information that they downloaded, I mean, there was a clear massive download that took place. What about those emails? What about that information? That is all swept under the rug, and nobody talks about that.
Well, in fact, the theft from the Pakistani brothers never got published. But the crime, the real tragedy there is that the government allowed these Pakistanis to go back to Pakistan. And Democrats covered this whole scandal up because they were also given access to classified documents held by Democrats in Congress. And I think their breach was...
Like some 40 members, Jerome, some 40 members they had access to.
And they stole computers, and they did all kinds of, I think, criminal activities, Pakistani brothers, and somehow the Justice Department didn't prosecute them. In fact, they were allowed to leave the country, and they're now in Pakistan, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, how much information is flying around as a result of that? Of course, all this has been hidden. And the Democrats, why the Republicans are allowing them to scoot around this and not pressing putting pressure on them for us to get down to the truth on that issue. I mean, because when you talk about the breach of security, it's quite extensive. I mean, from Hillary's, thousands of emails, the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and, what Julian Assange may have. And, oh, let's not talk about Seth Rich, right?
Well, and stealing all these documents, they're classified, is a crime, and they should be investigated, even though Julian Assange and the press have a right to publish them.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. You just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah.
Join us online at Bill Martinez. CannabisLive.com.
Awesome, great music for Holy Week. Glad you could be joining us. Bill Martinez here. Jerome Corsi is with us. We're talking Julian Assange. Dr. Corsi, is Julian Assange a hero or is he an absolute villain in all this?
Well, I think he's a hero because I believe it's important under the First Amendment for journalists to publish government secrets as much as we dislike it. And, you know, Julian Assange, by the way, is being charged not for the Russians having, or the 2016 theft of Democratic National Committee emails. That's not in the indictment at all. I've read the indictment. It's only about this 2010 incident with Chelsea Manning and Bradding Manning. And by the way, in 2013, the Obama Department of Justice declined to prosecute Assange over this issue because they believed there were First Amendment issues that extended to protect Assange, who's a journalist. And they declined prosecution, although Chelsea Manning was appropriately prosecuted for stealing classified government documents. That is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially the position that that she was in at the time in the military, having access, and as we clearly stated earlier, it's one thing to gain possession of it, but if you're the actual perpetrator and you're the one that stole it, well, then, of course, you're liable for that.
Well, you see, the government never likes its secrets to be stolen and are embarrassed by them. Clearly, the Democrats were. They didn't like Podesta's emails or Debbie Wasserman Schultz's emails being revealed to the public. But the journalist's protection under the First Amendment is very strong in being able to publish classified stolen documents without it being a crime. But that does not eliminate the crime of the person who stole them. Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers case went to prison, and appropriately so, for stealing the Pentagon Papers. I mean, that's how governments try to protect their secrets. I've always been suspicious of government secrets because I think it's the cloak under which governments fight illegal wars and do other things the government doesn't want the public to know about. But the other point is, in the indictment, which I think of Assange's current indictment, which I think is very weak, it was given down in March 2018 when Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein was, at that time, supervising Mueller's investigation. And I'm not sure this indictment even comes out of Mueller's team, but over the Chelsea Manning issue, the indictment alleges that Assange helped Manning to break a password to steal the documents. Now, the indictment also makes clear that Assange didn't succeed in breaking the password. Now, that would mean that all the documents that Assange published from Chelsea Manning, he got without participating in the theft. So it's going to be tough for the government to prove just how important it was, you know, Assange leading Chelsea Manning on to say he was going to try to help him break the password. The fact is, Assange did not break the password. And I think that's the material fact that is important here.
Exactly. How quick does he get to the United States? I mean, he's got problems back in Sweden. And in other areas here, I mean, he's still being held by the British, correct?
Yeah, Bill, for violating bail on that Swedish issue and the rape. It's not going to be easy to extradite Assange, but I think Assange has a kind of get-out-of-free-gold card in that Assange has claimed repeatedly that Russia did not steal these Democratic National Committee emails, that he didn't get them from Russia. Russia had nothing to do with it. Assange said that in interviews on British television. He told this to Sean Hannity. He said it repeatedly. Now, this would be the second shoe to drop. I think Assange ought to angle to get immunity on this. We have now the Mueller report coming out in redacted form tomorrow, which says no collusion. Now, if Assange comes back and says not only no collusion, the Russians, in fact, did not steal Democrats' emails, I think that's a double whammy, exposing this Russian collusion hoax and leading to a need to find out not only, you know, why the FISA court abuses were occurring over the Steele dossier, but who started this Russian collusion hoax and why.
Mm-hmm. Well, we understand it came, it started with Oppo Research out of the Democrats and the Clinton team, you know, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And of course, was the grounds for a FISA application that the FBI utilized. I mean, this has all been fairly well exposed just between, you know, Stroke and Page. I mean, their texts are extremely revealing. Now, I got to believe, Jerome, that the DNC and the Democrats do not want Julian Assange here in the United States because of the liability that they will have. I mean, further exposing, as you say, you talk about shoes dropping, whether it has to do with Russia, whether it has to do with the exposure and the, I guess, the sophomoric approach to handling classified information, information about their own party, the way they mishandled all this information. And again, we go back to, does this open up, you know, more questions about the Seth Rich case?
Well, and I think Julian Assange has strongly suggested that Seth Rich may have been the one who got him the emails from the Democrats. And he suggested that again in all these public interviews he's given, and that needs to be investigated. There's also a suspicious period between March 2016 when Podesta's emails were first compromised, and then June 2016 when the DNC announced it to the public, and they brought in this group called CrowdStrike, which was funded heavily by the Democrats to say it was, you know, Russia metadata, then the theft, this Cozy Bear and Fuzzy Bear and all the rest of it. But Assange also published CIA documents which showed that, you know, government agencies can implant that Fuzzy Bear and all that metadata to make it look like it was the Russians. So
exactly.
I think, you know, the whole question of whether this Russia collusion theme started in March to cover up the theft of the Podesta's emails. It didn't have anything to do with Donald Trump or with Russia. And then leading to the Steele dossier, I think there's a whole creation of a cover-up story here by the Democrats that involves some criminality when it gets to the FISA court and electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign and presidency. And these are the issues which now we need to get to the bottom of if Attorney General Barr is going to restore the credibility in the United States to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
And, of course, you hear the barking coming from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats about Bill Barr being Donald Trump's pawn. What it would appear to me that for the first time, we've got an attorney general that's looking out for we the people, as you say, getting all this stuff out of darkness, because as appropriately has been stated, that democracy dies in the dark. So he brings this to the light, and all the cockroaches are getting a little upset about this.
I agree. And first of all, I think the Democrats are foolish to continue the Russian collusion theme, because I think it's now discredited, and the Democrats have lost a lot of their audience on that theme. They need to move on from this and get other themes. And secondly, the American people want equal justice. We don't want political justice, and it's Barr's job to
Yes.
support that.
Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest. Make sure you get his hands on his new book. It's an e-book in audio form as well, Silent No More, How He Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Corsi, with the release of the Mueller report, what can we look forward? We got about 25 seconds here.
I think it's going to be very accurately represented by the four-page summary, which was signed off both by Barr and Rosenstein. I don't expect any surprises.
Well, we'll stay tuned. As you say, the Democrats are looking to get their hands on something, come up with some sort of narrative. They've been throwing out Trump's tax returns, but that doesn't seem to be gaining traction either. Dr. Jerome Corsi, I'm Bill Martinez live. Happy Easter,
this
Jerome.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
French President Emmanuel Macron saying he hopes the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris can be rebuilt within 5 years. A United Nations spokesperson says that organization will do what it can to help.
We are already in contact with experts and ready to send an emergency mission to assess the damage, preserve what can be preserved, and plan short and medium-term measures.
Officials now say that 80% of the priceless relics that were in the cathedral are safely being housed now at Paris City Hall. Dozens of Denver area school districts are closed today because of a threat that Colorado authorities say is posed by a woman who's reportedly on the loose and obsessed with the Columbine shootings, which happened in Columbine, Colorado, 20 years ago this upcoming weekend. At least a 500,000 Colorado students staying home today. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy 3 or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, this is what we love about the army of our followers here at Bill Martinez Live, is we know that you can handle the truth, and we continue to pursue it no matter where it leads. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's kind of hard to think about that it was 10 years ago that a new American political movement announced its presence by hosting, if you remember, tax day tea parties all over the country. 1.2 million activists participated. I mean, everyday Americans like me and you came out in record numbers for this incredible political event that, you know, continues to have an effect on the political process and our liberties to this day. And this week, in honor of those rallies from a decade ago, and importantly in recognition that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and I hope you caught that, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and there rises on the horizon a new threat to freedom in America. Tea Party patriots and its members and supporters all over the nation hosted public events to drive a revised message appropriate for these times in which we now live. Stop socialism. Choose freedom. It's just that simple. And here to tell us more about it is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on today, Bill.
Oh, always great to have you here. Jenny Beth, I mean, how exciting to, again, help everybody remember, and those activists, you know, for why they came together 10 years ago, why the good fight continues, and the vigilance must be there, not only for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids. And what a celebration, over 400 rallies across the country, people coming together going, look at this socialism thing is ridiculous. We got to stop socialism and choose freedom.
Well, you're absolutely right. We just finished on Monday 422 rallies around the country where people were saying, stop socialism, choose freedom. It was our 10th anniversary of the tax day Tea Parties. 10 years ago, we began organizing and have had this Tea Party movement, the modern day Tea Party movement, going for the last decade. In 2009, we were upset about the stimulus bill on the heels of the TARP and bank bailouts that had happened in 2008. By 2009, we were just fed up and had had enough. We took up the call that Rick Santelli had to have tea parties like our founding fathers did, and we did that beginning in February of 2009. By April 15th, tax day of 2009, we had over 850 tea parties around the country. And we were calling then, and we still are calling for personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. And now the two different visions and the two distinctions between freedom versus not having freedom could not be more clear in our country, as so many liberal candidates are out and out calling for socialist programs in America.
Exactly. Well, and the impact that the Tea Party had in presenting and raising up a group of legislators that, you know, the Tea Party got elected into office to make a difference. But still, the fight continues because we need to make sure that there is just something about the bureaucracy of the Beltway. Is you vote people in that you want to believe, you know, what they're telling you, and then they go in and they're so greatly influenced by the pressures. But thank God there's been a good core of representatives that have held true to the message, that are delivering to their constituency, you know, what they promised. And what they need, Jenny Beth, and I think you would agree with this, is they need reinforcements, because we still have a problem with the budget. And, of course, we've got an issue right now with socialism. And I know some people were uncomfortable with what Fox did the other night in basically giving the poster boy for socialism such a free reign and free airtime, you know, to talk about his program. But I think it was positive in as much as that it really exposed Bernie Sanders and his socialistic agenda.
I agree with you on that. It was, I understand the frustration that people feel, because I just sat there thinking, I can't believe that we're actually listening to somebody go on for an hour about socialism in our country and advocating for it. And at the same time, I thought, we need to show this. We need to show what they're saying and the difference between what people like Bernie Sanders are advocating for and what we are advocating for. And you're absolutely right. 10 years ago, we did not have nearly as many elected officials as we do today who champion the Constitution, who look at legislation that they are passing and say, okay, is this something that adheres to the Constitution, that it spans personal freedom, it spans economic freedom, and reduces our debt? And I am the first to admit that our national debt is too high, and we still have not been able to conquer that battle yet. However, we do have more freedom in America today than we did 10 years ago. We are working to expand our freedom, and we have great champions in both the House and the Senate, and even the White House, who are advocating for our values. We have President Trump in the White House. In the Senate, we have people like Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul. We also have Tom Cotton and David Perdue and others who were elected as part of the Tea Party wave and advocating and championing Tea Party issues. And over in the House, of course, we've got the House Freedom Caucus guys like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Louie Gohmert and so many others. Today, that we just did not have the numbers that we have today 10 years ago.
Well, the thing that's amazing, I believe, Jenny Beth, is that we still have activated citizens that are willing, for the sake of freedom, for their own and for the freedom of their kids and their grandkids, these next generations coming forth, that are willing, like the founding patriots, to put it all on the line. Because in today's cultural, political environment, it is not necessarily kosher to be conservative.
You are so right about that. We had people who were putting these rallies on this past week who people who were putting it on crossed the generations. We actually had a high school girl who last year helped us do a stand for the second walkout in her high school, who also did a Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom rally. We had an 88-year-old man who was helping organize one in Southwest Utah. We had this lady who was in Sugar Land, Texas, who she got on a call and she started talking. She mentioned her age. She said she had had children in their 50s, and she kept on going. And wow. She was one of the most energetic people who organized. So from high school students to grandparents, we had people in all in between standing up and saying, we want to have freedom in America. We are not going to stand by it idly while people like Bernie Sanders and others are championing for socialism in America.
You know, these are the stories that are so important to get out, Jenny Beth, that the mainstream media is not covering. And I want them to know, if they drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, I'd love to have them on the air. I'd love to give them a platform because, you know, people need to understand who is out there fighting for the cause of freedom and conservatism, because the liberals have done everything they can to invalidate their voices, to shout them down, to not give them place. And the fact of the matter is they still remain the majority. It is a small minority of people that are yelling about socialism, and they are yelling. They think that if they speak and yell louder, that somehow it's going to convince us that we're going to abandon logic and embrace something that has absolutely destroyed Venezuela, has killed millions of people over the ages, and has been more destructive than constructive.
That's absolutely right. And I'll make sure that we have a few people reach out to you as well, Bill. We have to tell those stories to make sure people understand the difference.
Well, just as you presented, Jenny Beth, these are everyday people. This is the forgotten man and woman in Main Street America that says, look it, we need to fight for freedom. We need to choose freedom and make sure that people understand what socialism is all about. And again, we congratulate the Tea Party Patriots, all the great work you're doing. Where can they go for more information, Jenny Beth?
They can go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. Thank you so much for having me today, Bill.
Thank you, as always, Jenny Beth, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her a spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
Swim that ball!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So high, breaking the darkness in the night to make you shine.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, we're understanding now that the Bernie Sanders town hall, probably the most watched town hall of the campaign season so far. Maybe Fox has fallen into something here in having these town halls, although I got to tell you, the reaction is a bit disturbing. People are a little upset that, you know, Bernie Sanders was allowed to make statements a bit unchallenged, and maybe that's, I guess, the way the format is supposed to be. Of course, it was a little bit problematic for the socialists when he had to explain how he was going to pay for Medicare for All. And he says, well, you know, of course, we got to raise taxes. And he kind of mumbled that out, if you noticed. Tom Rogan joins us now. And Tom is a foreign policy and national security focused commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Tom, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we say for critical thinkers, and it's important. It seems that the country has abandoned critical thinking, and I don't know why. I think, you know, interesting, when you go over to the flyover states and the forgotten men and women, they figure it out. I mean, they're asking these questions, you know, when Bernie Sanders says, hey, free this, free that, free that. We know. We've lived life long enough to know that there's no such thing as free. And Bernie had to mumble out and admit that, hey, if we're going to do Medicare for All, then we're going to have to raise taxes.
Well, exactly. And I think the important factor here is being able to have Bernie Sanders be put on the spot and have to articulate those things in a policy, at a policy level, because, you know, the narrative elsewhere too often in much of the media, in much of the discourse on social media, is that this stuff is affordable and naturally positive. And so when you put him on the spot and force him to actually say, yes, taxes will have to go up, and you start that dialogue, obviously there'll be future opportunities to challenge him. That's a positive thing, because it begins to right the ship, as it were, in a way that is more rational, and for people, you know, for voters who haven't made their mind up, makes them understand that this is a you know, voting for Bernie Sanders would carry very, very significant systemic costs for the nation.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm sure that Fox did the best they could to try to balance out the audience, but it was clear that they failed to do so.
But, you know, and part of the that it is always a challenge in having a, you know, getting a news outlet to ask people to come to a town hall, because if you try and control exactly who you're going to have there, you open yourself up to criticism for, you know, being accused that you have effectively, you know, rigged the debate, and that clearly is something that, you know, a news outlet doesn't want to have. And then at the same time, if you simply allow people to come along without much regard for their ideology, you have the reaction that we obviously saw this week, and which was very positive. I don't think it's such a big problem, because I think ultimately the key here is, you know, to provide an opportunity for voters who have not made their minds up. And I think we can assume confidently that the fervent positive reaction to Bernie Sanders there was by people who had made their minds up to vote for him. But the key is to persuade those, to give those independent voters a chance to judge Sanders, with, you know, seeing him, you know, put on the spot for the first time.
Well, Bernie Sanders, he knew that he was in Fox country, made comments to that point on several occasions, but he's, you know, to your point, he's got to be happy, and other Democratic candidates are looking to see, well, these are serious numbers here, and it brings to the point that the DNC has turned its back on a large number of voters in saying that they would not have Fox conduct any of the debates for the 2020 campaign.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that suddenly now all those Democrats are following Sanders. But it does speak to the broader issue of Sanders being able to lead the Democratic primary process. He is the one who is, you know, driving the news cycle, who is creating the buzz around, you know, the articulation of his proposals, who is forcing other Democratic primary opponents to really kowtow further to the left. You know, in a sense, that's positive for President Trump, because it makes the choice that voters will face in November 2020 more crystallized. But at the same time,
exactly,
what we see is that in the November 2019, what the problem there is that with Sanders being able to articulate these points of view in a fashion that reaches out to the most people, President Trump then, I think, has to develop his own counter-narrative to be able to persuade the most people, rather than, as he has been doing this week in his reaction to the debate, simply trying to galvanize his base in anger over it.
Did you think, I thought that Bernie Sanders left more questions than answers in his presentation, though he was given an entire hour. I mean, in the East Coast, this is prime time. I mean, this is a very, I mean, this is a great gift by Fox. And I say that on one hand, but to your point also, I agree that whenever we can have the candidates like this showcased, it gives them and the voters a good idea of what this candidate stands for.
Well, exactly. And I think also here that actually this is the first step, right? We're still a way away from November 2020. What we saw was the sort of opening effort, I think, to provide a little bit more balance in terms of challenging Sanders, and much more will follow from that. And as more follows, people will be able to judge, you know, what was clearly a good performance by Sanders this week against the broader policy implications of what he is proposing. And having that scrutiny is definitely a good thing, I think, both for the country in terms of political debate. But I think it's also something that you know, Fox can, you know, by doing this and by Senator Sanders seeing that they are being fair, I think there is certainly an opportunity for them to be able to attract more Democratic candidates, obviously get more viewers, but to also do what a news outlet should be doing, which is to have a range of viewpoints expressed freely and you know, fairly on in its coverage.
Do you think they were effective in raising the standard, possibly, for this upcoming campaign by what they did?
Well, yes, definitely. And I think, again, that the you know, the fact that until now we have seen really CNN town halls, which have been very obviously positive towards the Democratic presidential aspirants. Fox getting in on the act, as it were, is important because it does offer both an alternate model to challenge politicians, and I suspect in future, you know, forums there will be that are not town hall related, there will be, you know, more probing questioning in terms of holding feet to the fire. But
exactly.
I think ultimately it is a good thing because it shows that Fox News is trying to, you know, as Sanders was trying to reach out to conservative viewers, clearly by attending the Fox News debate, Fox was trying to reach out to independent-minded viewers to say, hey, give us a chance because we can be fair.
Exactly. You write about Elizabeth Warren. It seems like she may be hanging on to her political life because she just gets pushed more and more to the margins here. But, you know, her policy plans are not helping her. You know, clearly what she is offering is something that would be quite destructive to the American economy. Is she not?
Well, exactly. And I think it's a challenge. I mean, in the same way that I would suggest Bernie Sanders' policies would be negative for the country, Senator Warren's policies in terms of, you know, breaking up, which means effectively destroying the crown jewels of the modern U.S. economy, the tech sector, you know, that's one thing. She also wants to introduce significantly higher tax rates. Her foreign policy really is the cost of foreign policy in the 21st century. So these various challenges that Senator Warren has created for herself, I think reflect the fact that she, you know, is pretty far to the left, which of course is probably good on paper for her in this Democratic primary. But at the same time, in the absence of her charisma, you know, she's struggling because those who like her policies, which I have to say I don't think a lot of Americans would fall under as we get closer to next year, you know, even those people who like her policies, I also see her as someone who is less charismatic than other challenges for the presidency. And so Warren finds herself stuck between not being Bernie Sanders and, you know, not having the sort of policy buzz of Bernie Sanders, even if she tries to copy him.
Is there any policy in the past that she's championed and supported that she can hang her hat on?
Well, I can't think of any. I mean, she would say Dodd-Frank, but I think that simply, you know, those regulations empowered loan sharking against what were community bank interests in local communities, you know, in flyover country. So I don't see any.
Exactly. I think more destructive than constructive. That's that gets in the way of her narrative, no doubt. Tom Rogan, foreign policy, national security focused commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Tom, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extra is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
Bacon lovers.